This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ma ma'ana inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Inna means we. Jayid, inna, all of us. Inna lillah, belong to Allah. The lam of possession. Just like how we say alhamdu lillah. All praise, all hamd, the lam of possession. Lillah, it is for? It is for Allah. So when we say inna, all of us, lillah, belong to Allah. Wa inna, and verily all of us, ilayhi, to Him. Ila and the ha, meaning to Him. Ila means to, and the ha means Him. To Him, raji'un, we will return. Raja'a means to go back. Sometimes, for example, they say that you Muslims, you are too much in raj'iyya. You people are too much backwards. Jayid, you are far backwards, etc. Jayid, raj'iyya, etc. So to Allah we belong and to Him we return. One more time, we'll try it inshaAllah on this beautiful Sunday morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Hayyakum Allah. Jayid, khair inshaAllah. That's more like it. Jayid, hayyakum Allah. Jayid, ya mashaykh. We are here bi'idhnillahi ta'ala to study the Arabic language. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us khair and barakah in this day of ours. How many of you have studied Arabic before? You dabbled with it maybe for 5, 10, 20 years. Jayid, how many of you have studied some Arabic before? Put up your hands. 1, 2, 3. Jayid, quite a few sisters. Walhamdulillah. Jayid, khair inshaAllah. By the way, Jayid means? Quickly, young shaykh. Jayid. What does Jayid mean? As the doctor here, he attends our Al-Kawthar courses, mashaAllah. So he says, Jayid means good. Jayid means good. And Jayid jiddan means very good. So for example, at the university you have somebody who gets 60%, they say maqbool. Maqbool, acceptable. You just passed. You got maqbool, mashaAllah. Then the guy got higher than that. He got in his 70s, mashaAllah. So they say he's jayid. Jayid, which is good. Between 80 and 90, jayid, jiddan. So we add the jayid, which is good. And then jiddan, which is very. So if someone said today is har, what's har? Harara, what's har? Har. And he says it's har jiddan. What does that mean? It's very hot. Someone says Johannesburg is barid, barid jiddan. What does that mean? Cold. Very cold, khair inshallah. Arabic is nice, why? Because then we can treat you people as though you are grade 1, grade 2 students. You know, the Arab kid is now 14 years old. He walks into the class here. He hears you people, mashallah, big beard, sisters, mashallah, all grey and everything. Hada waladud. This is a boy. The guy thinks that he's not seeing, right? What's going on here? The brown fox jumps over the rock, etc. Khair inshallah. But we are never, it's never late to learn inshallah. Imam Ahmed rahimahullah, someone asks him that we see you taking your ink pot and you're going studying from Baghdad to Yemen to this place to that place. You keep on studying. Until when are you going to continue like this? He says, ma'al mihbara. Ma'a means with. Ma'al mihbara, with my ink pot. Ilal miqbara, to the miqbara, to the grave. With my ink pot until I reach into my grave. We will continue like that. And there's a famous narration, not a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which states that you seek knowledge from the cradle to the grave. Not a hadith. The meaning is correct that we do seek knowledge from the cradle to the grave. Walhamdulillah. Jayid. So the rest of you have not dabbled with any Arabic whatsoever. Jayid. How many of you have studied Medina Book 1 and you finished it? One. Jayid, doctor. Where? On your own?
No.
Great, inshallah. Anyone else finish Medina book 1? Ufti, Jayid, excellent. Anyone else? I'll listen to their work. Alhamdulillah. All with Chef Adnan or where? Ufti? At Madrasa. And Ufti?
Home study course.
Excellent. Alhamdulillah. Many, subhanAllah, have tried to study this Medina book 1. And mashallah, like Mujahideen, they tried. Eventually, they gave up. Many for years they've been trying. Many always had this love for the Arabic language, but never really got far. Allahu musta'an. Man ijtahada wajada. As the Arabs they state, man ijtahada. Whoever makes ijtihad, whoever gives this juhd and exerts themselves, then they wajada. They will find something at the end of the day. But if you don't make that effort, then you will get nothing. And mashallah, alhamdulillah, you people have invested your time, not sacrificed, but rather invested your time in attending this course this morning. We thought, and Deen class in Durban, we have these Arabic classes every day of the week, except Friday and Sundays. So, for example, there's many students who have done book 1 over a year, 2 hours or rather 1 hour a week, 1 hour of Medina book 1, and 1 hour of Al-Arabiya Bayna Yadayk. One teacher takes them for this book, the other teacher for the other book. Took them about 1 year. And so we thought that there's many who don't have that liberty to attend the class every single week. They want something quick, packaged nicely. Give it to me in, you know, like a sandwich bite there. In 1 day, give me half the book. So the aim and objective today, inshallah, is to reach up to lesson number 10. If we can do that, mashallah, alhamdulillah. Lesson number 11 is revision. And so with that, we would have covered half of book 1. Maybe in February or March or something, while you have extra time to revise all whatever we've done. And then we meet up again and we can do the second half of the book, inshallah. Someone asked me yesterday, what would be the value of this course? You know, how much am I really going to take in? Jayid, we say, for example, if you're not going to take in anything anytime, then it's better than doing nothing. Right? It's better than sitting and reading the newspaper on Sunday morning. Better than waking up at 10 o'clock and wasting your life. Allahu musta'an. Right? So it's better than nothing. And it's my duty, bi'ithnillahi ta'ala, to make sure that what you get here, bi'ithnillahi ta'ala, is a lot. And you will have to revise at home, insha'Allah. Hayyakum Allah. What does Hayyakum Allah mean? Hayyakum Allah means greeting to you. Jayid, greeting to you. إِذَا حُيِّيتُم بِتَحِيَّةٍ فَحَيُّوا بِأَحْسَنَ مِنْهَا أَوْ رُدُوهَا. Allah says in the Quran, if someone greets you, then you greet back the same or better than it. Someone says, Assalamu alaikum. Minimum you say, Wa alaikum assalam. Better, Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Even better, Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Walhamdulillah. Jayid, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. MashaAllah, alhamdulillah. Correct your intentions, ya Mashaykh, that you people have come here for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to learn this language, learn a little bit of this language which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose to send His kalam in. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His kalam, the kalam of Allah, the Quran, revealed in this language of the Arabic. Someone might say, why Arabic? Why not English? Why not Zulu? Why not something else? Well, it had to be one language. If it was Zulu, then everybody would say, why Zulu and why not something else? If it was French, well, why French? Why not something else? It had to be one language. It could not have been in every single language that we have on the face of this earth. Had to be one. And in reality, that Muslim who is cut off from this language, it is sad. And it is sad, especially for us here in South Africa, mashallah, driving Mercedes-Benz and BMW and all of that. But the guy is 70 years old and he does not know anything of Surah Al-Fatiha. He's a trustee in the masjid now for the past 20 years. He does not know the meaning of Surah Al-Fatiha. It's sad. We live in this kind of contradiction. You know, he's Allama of the age. He's this fantastic businessman and all of that. She's got 20 kids, mashallah. But Arabic language, we cut off from it. And as has been stated, if you want to cut off any nation, any group, any people from their heritage, break their link with that language. And that has been done, even with the Arabs today, with many of the Arabs today. How many of them don't really understand the language themselves? Unfortunately, Allah musta'an. Jayid. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala record our sitting here in our scales of good deeds. يَوْمَ لَا يَرْفَعُ مَالُ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. On that day when nobody's wealth and health and family will be able to help them, except the one who comes to Allah with a heart which is sound, inshaAllah. Take 5 seconds to renew your intention, inshaAllah. Jayyid, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The Arabic language is broken up into, you have these, what do you call it? Handout, you have the handout notes? You have the handout notes? It's at the back or front, where is it? In the front. Jayyid, where it says Medina, book one, handouts.
It's a separate
document at the back, in the front, somewhere it's there. As long as you got it, walhamdulillah. Shahid. By the way, this Arabic book 1, book 2, book 3, it's part of the Medina University syllabus for non-Arabic speaking students. So you go there from France, from America, from Bosnia, you don't know the Arabic language, you need to enter into the university. Saudi students gone from grade 1 to grade 12, now he's in university. We can't take this Bosnian South African and put him there because he won't understand anything. So give him a 2-year Arabic course which brings him up to date. After those 2 years, put him into proper university with the Saudi students. So subhanAllah, in reality, there's barakah in the 2-year course because it summarizes like 12, 13 years of study elsewhere and it puts you on par with that Saudi student. And yourself and him and the Syrian student, etc., all writing the same exams, everything, same teacher, in the class together. So it's a fantastic course. Another point, the Medina book 1, book 2, book 3, it's not the only book that you study. You have the 2-year Arabic course syllabus. One of the 5 subjects, you have 5 hours of study a day there. So one of the 5 subjects is this book 1. Then you'll also have tafsir after that on a, you know, minute level, on a basic level, and then you might have fiqh on a basic level. But all of this here coming together to increase your vocabulary, to increase your grasp of the Arabic language. So it's not only Medina book 1, book 2, book 3, and then you in the university. No, there's other books also part of the 2-year syllabus, and then you in that university. Another point, this Arabic book 1, book 2, book 3, is probably not the best Arabic syllabus out there. There's Al-Arabiya Bayna Yadayk and Dr. Muhammad Mamdouh. He's got his syllabus and there's quite a few out there. It might not be the best, but subhanAllah, it's the most famous. It is the most famous. And maybe because of the man's sincerity and the man's ikhlas in putting this together. We met Dr. Fa Abdul Rahim, O.V. Abdul Rahim. He's Hindi, he's Indian, I think from South India somewhere. And he's been in Medina there for decades now. He mentioned to us that writing this book 1, book 2, book 3, in those days, 70s, 80s or whatever, or 60s, he used to write it on that carbon paper. Stencil, what do you call that? Carbon paper? Now you write it and then you have one copy. And then you write another and then you have another copy. He says that's how he originally wrote it. No fancy photocopying machines or anything like that. Allahu musta'an. So great effort they put into it. And then further than that, you all know, on the internet you can find book 1, book 2, book 3 available for free. PDFs, you can download them, you can print them out. You also know that what he's done is, that all the questions found in book 1, book 2, book 3, the answers for them, he's put up separate documents on the internet. You can go to deenclass.com and click on the link there, Arabic resources. You'll find a link for it, LQ Toronto, Canada. And you'll find book 1, book 2, book 3, the answer document. 15 pages, all the answers in book 1. 20 pages, all the answers in book 2. 30 pages, all the answers in book 3. Further to that, he says, well, you know what, some of our English-speaking brothers, they don't really understand my instructions in the book. So he's taken that book and you have it together in your copy. For example, here, the Dr. here has this copy. It's already, you know, do you have it? At the back of the book, the key. So the key to the lessons, key to lesson 1, key to lesson 2, key to lesson 3. If you have the older version, just the Arabic, then you go to that website, you download key for book 1, key for book 2, key for book 3. So all of that's there. The book is there. The key for each book is there. And the answers are there. If that wasn't enough, then his friend Asif Meher Ali in Canada, he sat in his class like this, and he's recorded the entire book 1, book 2, book 3 in video, and then charged people? No. Put it on YouTube for absolutely free. And you can go there, sit in the comfort of your home, watch the explanation of that teacher, the video, book 1, book 2, book 3. So it's all there, but then it is, who's going to make the effort? Who's going to go and do it? And someone might say, well, you know, if you, people are afraid, if you put it on the internet and you make it free, oh, what's going to happen? We lose our jobs. You know what, yeah, doctor? Only 1 out of 100 would actually make use of it and do the job. Allah musta'an. But maybe it's their sincerity, their ikhlas. That's where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made qabool of the syllabus across the earth, wherever you go in the world. Walhamdulillah, people are studying the syllabus. Walhamdulillah. Jayyid, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The Arabic language. Jayyid. Everything in the Arabic language can be divided into ism, fi'l, and harf. Yes, sir, Mashaykh. Arabic language is like mathematics. Jayyid. You're going to fall asleep, you're going to miss out. I will repeat many a times, I speak fast, but I will repeat important matters. You need to pay attention. Arabic language is made up of nouns. Jayyid. Verbs and huruf, particles. And as we said, this is a intensive course. Not here to sit and talk stories. Nouns, verbs, particles. What's a noun? MashaAllah. Yeah. What's a noun? Names, places, things. Give me a noun. Noun like Salim, doctor, lawyer. Jayin, we're supposed to be medical. Well, this is doctors, but all I have is the writing. Yeah. It didn't work out. My writing and doctor's writing is probably the same. Jayin, so Salim, doctor, lawyer, table, these are all nouns. Yes or no? These are all nouns, things, objects, places. These are all nouns, walhamdulillah. Then we have verbs. Give me an example of a verb. Running. Exactly, doing words. Doing words, actions, Jay, running, shooting, studying, what else? Sleeping, bored, Jay, particles, Jay, particles, for example, in the Arabic language, to, from, in Arabic it is, to, ila. It doesn't give you any meaning, to, doesn't really give you any meaning, from, min, don't write any of this. I'll tell you what you need to write. Min, from, it's all on that Medina handout, book 1, page number 1 there. Can you see that? Nouns, verbs, and particles. Jay, prepositions, to, min, what else?
Ila.
Ala, on. Ala, on. Jayid, what else?
With.
Leave that one for now. Jayid. Just the ba. You know, you say Bismillah, that ba, that Bismillah, etc. We said Alhamdu Lillah, the lamb of possession. This water belongs to Hada li Khalid. Li Khalid belongs to Khalid. Hada li Bilal. This li Bilal belongs to Bilal. Alhamdu Lillah, the lamb of possession belongs to, all praise belongs to who? To Allah. Excellent. So those are examples of huruf. Everything in the Arabic language falls within these three categories. Nothing besides them. You have nouns, you have verbs, and you have these particles, prepositions, etc. Simple stuff. Walhamdulillah. Jayyid. Then further to that, the Arabic language, we find it has these vowels. Jayid. So here we've got, for example, this alif. We've got, that would be u. Yes or no? So this is a vowel. The sound here. U. Or it could be with a fatha. A. Or it could be with a kasra. I. Khalas. Another example. So, waladun. Whether it's singular, whether it's double. So here we have waladun, boy. Waladun, a boy. So it's got the round. This is called marfu. Don't worry about the terms. Marfu, you know, it's round. It's got this dhamma. Tanween. Tanween means double dhamma. Dhamma on its own called a dhamma. Fatha on its own, fatha. Kasra on its own, kasra. But if it's doubled, then you call it tanween. Jayid. So, fathatun. What's this? Double fatha and what do you call that? Fathatain. Jayid. So, we got waladun, then we got waladan, and we got waladin. Doctor, give me an example. For example, abun. So, then it would be abun, aban, and abin. Muhammadun, Muhammadan with the fatha, and Muhammadin with the kasra. Play with me. Jayid. Qalamun with the dhamma, qalaman with the fatha, and qalamin with the kasra. Jayid. Another one. Ummun, and then umman, and ummin. Another one would be sayaratun, ka. Sayaratun, sayaratan, and sayaratin. Another word. Ma'un, water. Jayid. From the street, what do they call it? Moya.
Moya.
Proper Arabic. Ma. Jayid. Ma'un, ma'an, and ma'in. So those are the vowels in the Arabic language. So for example, you say, you know, these Arabs, Allah Mustan. The man's name is Abdullah. But I find sometimes this guy, the Sudanese uncle of mine, friend of mine, he says Abdullah. Why do they say Abdullah, Allah Mustan? Everything they want to change. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Jayid? No, that's correct. Sometimes it's Abdullah, sometimes it's Abdullah, and sometimes it's Abdillah. Just like how you said, ma'un, ma'an, and ma'in. Abdullah with the dhamma, Abdullah with the fatha, and Abdillah with the kasra. And when do they change? Sometimes why is it waladun? Sometimes why is it waladan? Sometimes why is it waladin? Based upon the context of the sentence. Based upon its position in the sentence. Sometimes this waladun can be the doer of action. I can say, my waladun, my son, is reading. Who's doing the action? My son. Another one, I said that the car knocked my son. So who did the action? The car. The car was doing the action. Who did it knock? It knocked my son. So my son was the person who was knocked, not the one who was doing the knocking. Did you get that difference? So now he was the one who was affected by the knock. Different position in the sentence. And the last one, sometimes there might be a preposition. A preposition, this ila, fi. Fi is another one. To. Look here. You always say that someone's collecting fee. Again, fee what? Fee sabi? Fee sabi lillah. Originally, the word is sabilu. Sabilullah. Originally, like Abdullah. Sabilullah. But then when you put a fee in front of it, fee is one of the particles. It's one of the jar particles. Jar means it pulls things down. You are sabilu, I will not allow you to be sabilu. If I come before you, I will pull you down and give you a kasra. So it becomes fi sabilillah. Originally it is ismullah. Ismullah, the name of Allah. Ismullah, ism name. Allah, the name of Allah. Put a ba in front. Ba is from amongst these particles. And these particles, they are strong in that they are called the huruf of jar. Jar means make you take a kasra. Jar means I'll pull you down. Hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, "Man jarra thawbahu khuyala." The person who drags, dragging means pull down. Whoever drags his garment with pride, and then Allah subhanahu wa taala would not look at him with mercy. Manjarra means pull things down. He's pulling his trousers down. He's pulling it and letting it drag. So these huruf, what do they do with the next word? They pull them down. So for example, If we had walad here, fi waladi, fi sabili, bismillah, not bismullah, bismillah, etc. Jayid, revision. We said Arabic language can be divided into three groups. Everything, any word in the Arabic language is either ism, which is nouns, which are nouns, then fi'l, verbs, and huruf particles. These huruf don't give us any meaning in and of themselves. Nouns, Salim, Ahmed, Ilyas, Ghulam.
Ya Mashaykh, why, mushkilah.
Some scholars said that if somebody is smoking, for example, and he makes salam, do not reply to him. Why? Because he's doing something haram, doing something wrong at the time, and you're making dua for him. So if someone walks late into the class, technically they're doing something which is haram, wrong. They've deprived themselves Allah of his time. So I don't know what's the ruling. If they make salam, do we respond to their salam? I don't know, Ya Mashaykh. What do you think? Huh? Come late, half an hour late, subhanAllah. Mushkila. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Jayyid. Arabic language. Nouns, verbs, and particles. And especially the first session you miss out, then the rest of the day you are lost. Khalas, that was done. Then we said the Arabic language, it also has these vowels. So any, for example, we said table. But we had, let's say, Salim, what do we have here? Desk. Jayyid. Mak. Maktabun. A desk. It can also be maktaban, desk with the fatha, and it can be maktabin with the kasra. Those are the vowels which affect them. When is it maktabun, maktaban, maktabin, doctor? What's your name? Muhammad. When does it change like that? Based upon its position in the sentence. Sometimes it's the doer, sometimes it's the one who the action fell upon, sometimes it was affected by one of these, by one of these particles. And all of this will become clear as we move on, inshaAllah. Jayyid. So that was page 2, walhamdulillah. Jayyid, the next matter. Do we have a dust or something here? Is that this one? Mushkila. Ahmed Hassan, can we hire you to be in charge of this?
But then you'll have to get your desk and sit here somewhere.
Dr. Muhammad, Arabic language, everything in the Arabic language can be divided into what? Three things. What are they?
Nouns, verbs,
and particles. Arabic for nouns, ism. Arabic for verbs, fi'l. Fi'l. And for particles, huruf, harf. Harf, you know, we say the Prophet ﷺ said, when you read, recite the Quran, for every harf you get a reward. Jayyid, and not one reward, but rather 10. Harf, alif. Does it give you any meaning?
No.
Meme. Gives you a meaning? No meaning. Huruf, they don't give you any meaning in and of themselves. Excellent. Then we said, any word can have the vowels of marfu', which is the dhamma. It can have the vowels of mansub, which are the fatha. And it can have the vowels of majroor, which are the kasra. The jar pulls them down. All say jar. Excellent, mashallah. All week, alhamdulillah. Jayyid. Khair, inshallah. Jayyid. The next matter, Ya Mashaykh. The next matter, we're still on page 2 of the handouts. Jayyid. This is an important matter. The nouns in the Arabic language, Ya Mashaykh, on the board. The nouns in the Arabic language, here. Can you all see this? Baytun, important rule. Can you all see? Baytun. Can you all see that, Ya Mashaykh? Ya Mashaykh, can you see that?
Yes.
G, some said G. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Ma ma'na G? Ma ma'na G? Ma ma'na ji? Ma means what?
Ma'na means mean. G. So what mean G? And you know when the Arab talks, what mean G? He's literally translating. What mean G? G means? Na'am. G means yes. Yes, when we were growing up, if you said yes, if you said yes, what's wrong with you? You've got no respect. Say G. So I'm thinking now, well, G means yes. So the Pakistani kid in Pakistan, so when he said G, his mother probably whacked him and said, say yes. Huh? Have some respect. Don't say G. You know, you say yes. It's only a different language. Allah musta'an. Anyway, so this is Baytun, important rule. Baytun, can you all see Baytun? It translates as a house. A house. Translates as a house. Another word. Waladun. Waladun. A boy. Give me words, give me words. Ma'un. Huh? I mean, a water. Right? A water. Unspecific, unspecified, indefinite. A boy. Which boy? A boy. A boy came to the school. Which boy? The boy from America, the boy from Australia, the boy with the blue hair, clean hair, short shoes, long shoes. Just a boy. Unspecified, indefinite. Are you all with me? Rajulun. What's Rajulun? A man. Ya Mashaykh. Here, we're going to focus especially on the rules. As for the vocab, you can sit with it, mashallah, over coffee, and you can learn a lot of the vocab in your house. But the rules especially, that's the main focus here today, inshallah. Right? But if you get it quickly, walhamdulillah. Rajulun is a man. Which man? Tall man, short man, blue man, yellow man? Allah knows best. A man. Excellent. So that's indefinite. It's nakira in Arabic. I'll mention sometimes non-important. Those who know, they'll grasp it. Those who don't know, not an issue at all. As long as you understand the concept. Now look here. Baytun, waladun, ma'un, rajulun. They are all indefinite. All unspecified. Yes or no? Common factor between all of them? They have this tanween. They have that tanween. That tanween is a sign that it's unspecified, indefinite. Rajulun, nabiyun, a nabi. Rasulun, a rasul. Waladun, a boy. Rajulun, qalamun, a pen. Are you all with me? Excellent. Khalas, brilliant. Now, what if I want to specify it? In English, what would we do? We say, a boy. No, specify. The boy. The boy, it became specific. The house, the man, the water, the house, the pen. Khalas, how do we do that with the Arabic words? We add an alif and lam at the beginning. When you add that alif and lam, it becomes specific. It becomes ar-rasulu. Al-baytu. So, al, and then one dhamma disappears. So it becomes Al-Baytu. We added Alif and Lam, and Tanween disappeared. It only left one Dhamma. Waladun, add an Alif and Lam there. Al-Waladu. Now it's no longer a boy, it's the boy. The boy came. Excellent. Ma'un, Al-Ma'u. Excellent. Rajulun, Ar-Rajulu. Ar-Rajulu. Jayyid. Khair. If for example I gave you Qalamun. Since we know the rule. Sisters now. What does Qalamun mean? Qalamun on its own. What it means? It means a pen. Blue, yellow, green. Which one? We don't know any pen. The brother, the Imam said, bring me a pen. And then you brought him a broken pen. Did you listen to him? Yes, you listened to him. You brought a pen. You brought it. You didn't tell me a working pen. You didn't tell me blue pen. You told me a pen. I brought you a pen. Excellent. Indefinite. But now we want to make it the pen. And alif and lam. And that tanween disappears. It becomes al-qalamu. Are you all with me? So then it means third step. It would mean that it is haram. Haram. And in fact, one of the major sins, if for example you did this, if for example you made it al-qalamun, if for example you said al-baytun, If, for example, you said al-waladun, or you said al-ma'un, or al-rajulun, it's always a billah. Why? Because you've specified and unspecified it at the same time. You've created like a nuclear bomb or something, Jayid. Can't work, can't happen, can't. It's not possible. It can't be any pen and the pen at the same time. It can't be specific and unspecific at the same time. Definite and indefinite at the same time. Are you all with me? So it's either Baytun, yes, or Al-Baytu, yes. As for Al-Baytun, haram. Make sense? Are you with me? Haram, excellent. And then the fourth one would be this. Just saying Baytu on its own. I'm not talking about now when you're speaking and stuff like that. When they're speaking, half the time they don't even mention the signs at the end. Al-Bayt. That's all. And that's also a sign, you know, when you don't really know what it's supposed to be. Is it supposed to be Al-Baytu or Al-Bayta or Al-Bayti? The quick way, just say Al-Bayt. Excellent. But anyway, if it's just Baytu like this, something wrong. Something wrong here. We'll talk more about this later on, inshallah. Correct. Repeat. Baytun. MashaAllah. Al-Baytu. MashaAllah. Haram. Al-Baytun. Say it. Al-Baytun. That's haram. And just Baytu on its own, it's not right. It needs something. If, for example, it needs to jump onto something. It needs to hop onto something. It can't just be on its own. It's, for example, like this. Baytullah. Baytullah. Now, jump. The house of Allah. Jayid. Baytu Muhammadin. Baytu Muhammad. House of Muhammad. Because when it's just got this one dhamma, it's not on its own. It's not strong enough to stand. It's falling down. It needs something to lean on. Baytullah, okay, house of Allah. Baytu Muhammadin, excellent, I'm leaning onto something, I got some support. But just on its own, Baytu, no. Baytun, yes. This was all to do with definite and indefinite. The nouns in the Arabic language can be indefinite. Baytun, Rajulun, Kitabun, Waladun. Or they can be definite. How do you make them definite? Add an alif and lam. And take out the tanween, leave only one sign. So it becomes al-baytu, al-kitabu, al-waladu. And similar if it had a different vowel. Example, al-walada, al-waladi, al-kitaba, al-kitabi. But it is definite. Khalas? Excellent, ya mashayikh. Yalla. Page number 3. We've already spoke about that. Jayid. So for example, look here. Al-Baytu. This is in the Dhamma form. Fancy Arabic word they call it. Marfu'. It's all in the notes. Don't look there. Look here. Dhamma, Marfu'. So Muhammad, with the Dhamma, this Al-Bayt will be what? Al-Baytu. Can it ever be Al-Baytun? No. Al-Baytu. If it is with the fatha, see that's a line, and the fatha on top, it's called mansub. Mansub. Ibrahim, if this al-baytu, give it a fatha, becomes al-bayta. Excellent. If it was with majroor, with a kasra, majroor, how would you pronounce it? Al-bayti. Excellent. Khair inshallah. Yalla, moving on. Bi-iznillahi ta'ala. The next matter, the Arabic language, sentences can be divided into two groups. Page number 4. Page number 4. Yeah. We have nominal sentences and verbal sentences. Nominal sentences, what do you think it starts with? A noun. Nominal sentence. In Arabic, it's called jumla ismiya. Don't worry about terms, Mashaykh. These terms are for those big ulama, mashallah. Jumla ismiya. Nominal sentences. So they begin with a noun. In English, give me a noun beginning sentence. Ibrahim.
Al
Ibrahim has no answer. That's a nominal sentence. Ibrahim has no answer. That's what type of sentence? A nominal sentence. It began with? It began with a noun. Ibrahim. The table is big. Nominal sentence. The boy is tall. Nominal sentence. The boy is sick. Nominal sentence. The car is dirty. Nominal sentence. Are you with me? So, jumla ismiya. If I told you, al-qalamu kabirun, the pen is kabir, is big. Nominal sentence. I began with a noun, a place, a thing, an object. Then you can also have jumla fi'liya. You saw Arabic language broken up into nouns and then fi'l, verbs. So what do you think of jumla fi'liya, jumla sentence fi'liya would mean? Verbal sentences. So for example, and we're not going to discuss verbal sentences today. Example, a verbal sentence would be, ذَهَبَ مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَى الْمَسْجِدِ. ذَهَبَ means to go. ذَهَبَ means to go. Funnily enough, the word ذَهَبَ means to go. And gold in Arabic is called ذَهَبَ. In Arabic, everything has a relationship. Words, you know, from one word, you'd have 10 words coming out. But some scholars said that maybe gold, you know, once you have it, then it's gone very, very quickly. Jayid, Allah knows best. So, ذَهَبَ مُحَمَّدٌ went. ذَهَبَ went. Past tense, he went. Who went? Muhammad. إِلَى particle. إِلَى to. To where? To the masjid. ذَهَبَ مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَى الْمَسْجِدِ. Did I begin with a noun or did I begin with a verb? I began with a verb. So that's a verbal sentence. And very easy to turn it around. Example, I could say, مُحَمَّدٌ Muhammad ذَهَبَ إِلَى الْمَسْجِدِ. Muhammad went to the masjid. Put Muhammad first. Now it's a nominal sentence. If I put ذَهَبَ first, ذَهَبَ مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَى الْمَسْجِدِ. Now it's a verbal sentence. خلاص, different rules for different sentences. We'll deal with verbal sentences another time if Allah gives us life, inshaAllah. خلاص. Now we open up بإذن الله تعالى to page number, my book it says page number 5 of the main Arabic book 1, inshallah. Look here. Al-qalamu kabirun. What sentence?
Nominal.
Anyone talking? Ya Mashaykh, anyone caught talking bi-iznillah ta'ala? Jayid, we applied the Al-Kawthar bid'ah, inshallah, which is? Anyone got talking?
You don't have a copy or something.
Bring me that packet. Anyone caught talking bi-iznillahi ta'ala, and I do catch you, and then you have to pay up, inshallah, 5 rands. Here. Jayid, you've been warned. Jayid, I'm not joking around. The money will go to charity, inshallah. Why? Because Salim doesn't want you to be disturbing him. Sumaya doesn't want you to be talking to Sadia, etc. She's here to learn. They want to benefit bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. So respect that, inshallah. Look here. What sentence?
Nominal
sentence. It is al-qala. Al-qalamu. We got an alif and lam. We got an alif and lam. Not any pen, but the pen. Yes or no? You don't know about signs, but you've just learnt a rule. Can it ever be al-qalamun? No. So you ask, how do the Arabs read without kasra, dhamma, didada? Well, if you know the rule, khalas, simple as that. So it can never be al-qalamun. It's al-qalamu. And then kabirun. This is a nominal sentence. Excellent. Fancy word for this al-qalamu here. It's called the subject. It's called the subject. Or in Arabic, the mub, the mubtada, subject, the thing I'm talking about. If I wrote here al-waladu, then that al-waladu will be my subject, the person I'm talking about, the thing I'm talking about, the object I'm talking about. It's called the subject. It's called the mubtada in Arabic. Then the information about it, even in English, the boy is sick. What's my subject? The boy. What's my info about him? What's my news about him? What are you telling me about him? Is sick. So here, kabirun is my fancy English thing here, predicate. In fact, I didn't know about all of this verb and noun and predicate and adverb, etc. Jayed, we learned English, we just learned English. Jayed, you know all these funny things. But learning the Arabic, now you have to learn, you know, what these funny things are. So Kabirun is our predicate. Fancy thing. It's like the news. It's the info about your subject. Arabic, it's called a khabar. Khabar. Al Jazeera, they say now is the time for the akhbar. 8 o'clock, akhbar, news. You have another station, CII. Now is time for the daily akhbar. Akhbar is the plural of khabar. Khabar means info. Khabar means news. Khabar means let me tell you about that subject. Make sense? You know what a nominal sentence is now? Al-qalamu kabirun. Qalam is our subject, our thing we're talking about. And the khabar is my info. Another one, look at this. So here, our khabar, our info was just one word. Yes or no? Our khabar was just one word. If I told you, al-qalamu fil masjidi. Al-qalamu. This is first question. Is this a verbal sentence or a nominal sentence?
Nominal
sentence. What's our subject, our mubtada? The pen. What are we talking about? We're talking about the pen. Excellent, mashallah. Talking about pen. Then what's our khabar, our information? This whole part here. Fi means in. Al-masjid, the masjid. Not any masjid, but the masjid. So in, the pen is in. Fil masjidi, in the masjid. So our information in this sentence is like a phrase. And not a sentence, the phrase. If I just tell you, in the masjid, it's not a full sentence. A sentence in Arabic is something which completely gives you full information, makes sense from beginning till end. I just tell you, in the masjid, not a full sentence, it's a phrase. So in the masjid is our khabar, is our information. That sentence, our khabar was one word. Here our khabar was two words together. Khalas? Excellent. And something else here, just to throw in there. You saw we use the word fee. You saw we use the word fee. And at the beginning we said Arabic language can be divided into nouns, into verbs, and into particles. Fee falls in which category? Particle. Doesn't give you any meaning in and of itself. In. To. From. Just a particle. But what does it do? It makes the next word take a kasra. It's one of those jarr words. So that's why, originally, default rule, everything is a new verb. Everything is dhammafied. Everything is what? Everything is dhammafied, originally. Until proven otherwise. Originally, it's al-masjidu. Here, this word is al-masjidu. But because that fi came there, and he says, I'm strong, and I'm a jarr word, and I will make you take a kasra, whether you like it or not. So it became fil masjidi. Did you see that? And we'll learn more about that later on. So al-qalamu fil masjidi, al-qalam jumla ismiya, nominal sentence, that's a mubtada, our subject, the thing we're talking about. Fil masjidi is our khabar. If you want to go deeper into the understanding of this khabar, this information, our phrase, fi is a harf of jar. It's a letter, alphabet, whatever, particle of jar. And masjid here is a noun, but it's been jarrified. Yes or no? It's been jarrified, mashallah. Huh? What's a sign that it's been jarrified? It's got a kasra. Jayid, excellent, mashallah. Alhamdulillah. By the way, for your info, in English we'll say the pen is. The pen is what? The pen is big. Arabic, this here literally translates as the pen. Finer stuff. Translates as the pen and big. In Arabic, we don't have any is. The word is does already exist. I think in, wrote it down somewhere here. In English, it's called a copular verb. Is called a copular verb, and it's non-existent in the Arabic language. So here, literally means the pen, big. But we will translate in our understanding that it is, the pen is big. Halas? But you're asking, well, brother, you translated this as the pen, And then you translated this as big. Where's my is? There's ma fi is, insha'Allah. There is no is. Bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. Hayyakumullah. Open up to page number, what's it? 5, I think it is. Ad-darsul awwalu. Lesson number 1. In your notes there, yeah, page number 5. Jayid. Here. I'm not sure what page that is there. The proper Arabic book 1, page number 1. What we were reading were from the handout notes, to just give you some grasp, understanding where it all comes from, insha'Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant khair and barakah to Dr. V. Abdul Rahim. He's now probably in his 80s or 90s. After Medina University, he's been the head of the King Fahad Printing Press. He's a linguist, probably 10 different languages he knows, alhamdulillah. As far as I know, I don't think he's ever been married to. Maybe that's why so much of time. Imam al-Nawawi, rahimahullah, never married. Ibn Taymiyyah, never married. That's why they had time to write. But still, the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the better option. Ad-darsul awwalu hada. Hada, Jayid. What does hada mean? Hada means this. This is a pen. This is water. This is Ibrahim. What's your name?
Harun.
This is Harun. In English, we use this for something to point to something. Huh? Something within pointing reach. This mic is mushkila. This, in English, is called a demonstrative pronoun. Because you can demonstrate it out. You can point it out. My garden back at home in Tongat, can I say this garden? From here. Can I say this garden? No. If I had a picture of something, yeah, I can point it out. But something in America right now, not within my reach, I can't even see it or anything, I can't use this. This is something close to you. Yes or no? In English, something far, we say, that brother there. Yeah. This brother here, and that brother over there. These, for plural, in English, these brothers here sitting in row number 1. Those brothers in row number 7. Yes or no? We got this, we got that. For plural, we got these and we got those. Arabic language has the same bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. If, for example, the lesson's going to be boring and monotonous, then yes, many people will give up the Arabic language very, very fast. But we have to keep it lively, insha'Allah, so that to keep you going, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Ad-darsul awwalu. Hada. Hada means... Hada means this. Technically, hada is pronounced like this. Ha and the. It's hada. It's as if there's a alif there. But we don't write it like that. We write it like, just write it like that. And sometimes they put this to indicate, you know, there's like a mad on it. Hada. Everyone say hada. Jayid. Hada means this. Yalla, bismillah. هذا بيت يلا هذا بيت read after me هذا بيت هذا مسجد ما شاء الله. You see, the Arabic language empowers you, mashallah. I'm still 27 for the past few years, but I've got people who are 30 and 90 years old here, mashallah, and I got the power, walhamdulillah. Jayid. So هذا بيت. This is the house or a house?
A house.
A house, mashallah. Hada masjidun. This is a masjid. Hada babun. This is a door. Hada kitabun. This is a book. Sometimes a person says, you know, I've already done all of this. What a waste of time for me. Ya mashayikh. Little bit sabr, insha'Allah, and things will get deeper quickly. Inshallah. Babun is a door, right? Hada kitabun. Hada qalamun. Look, if I wanted to, in English, this is a pen. But if I wanted to specify and talk about this pen, what would I say? This pen. This is a pen. Full stop. Sentence. Done. Yes or no? Yes. This is a pen. Full stop. Sentence done. Halas? If I said this pen. Full stop. Does that make sense?
No.
This pen. What about it, brother? Tell me something about it. This pen is big. Now that sentence is complete. So look here. So هذا قلم. This is a pen. Sentence done. Specify it. هذا القلم. جايين هذا القلم. Can we ever have هذا القلم? No. هذا القلم becomes this pen. Translates as this pen. Can we put a full stop there? You can't put a full stop because it doesn't give us any meaning. Now, these two things have become your subject. This pen is my subject. This chair is my subject. What about it, brother? This chair is broken. That's my info. That's my khabar. هذا القلم. Can't put a full stop. So look at that. Just the mere addition of an alif and lam to this sentence, number one, specified it. From هذا قلم became هذا القلم. Added alif and lam, became specific. Added alif and lam, it lost its tanween and it's only got one dhamma. And furthermore, the sentence is incomplete. You need to tell us something about it. هذا القلم من أمريكا, from America. America. جايين. هذا القلم من أمريكا. This pen means from America. This pen is from America. Now the sentence makes sense. خلاص. That stuff coming up later, I just threw it in now. Moving on. هذا قلم. هذا مفتاح. What's مفتاح? Key. جايين. مفتاح key. So for example, the 8th year after the hijrah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what happened in Mecca? What's it called? The Fath of Mecca. Same words. Miftah, what does it do? It fataha things. Fataha is the verb. Fataha means to open. The Fath of Mecca in the year 8 AH was the opening of Mecca for who? For the Muslims. It's called Am al-Fath, the year of the conquest. Conquest opened up Mecca al-Mukarramah. Fahim to? Miftah, something which opens, it is the key. Next one, هذا مكتبون. Desk. هذا سريرون. هذا سريرون. We said Arabic language, everything has a relationship. Maybe, for example, a sarir is called a bed, right? Bed, a sarirun. And in Arabic, the word surur, surur means eidun, sa'idun, I'm so surur today. Masurur, what's surur? Very happy. Maybe because you're on the bed, you're very happy, mashallah, you're fast asleep. Well, alhamdulillah, you get surur in the bed. Jayye. Hada kursiyun. Hada kursiyun. We all learned this, I don't know why, but part of our syllabus when we were growing up was Urdu, isn't it? Jayed? So we learned those books, this Anarun and I don't know, Urdu Kitab. And Kursi in Urdu is the same for Arabic, alhamdulillah. Jayed? So Hada Kursi Yun. Jayed? So we sorted out with regards to Hada. Hada means this. Ah. Hada means this for masculine. Hada means this for any object which is masculine. Yes, the Arabic language is gender specific. Everything is either masculine or it's feminine. Any word, every word, it's either masculine or it's feminine. One sign that a word's feminine is that it usually has this tam marbuta at the end. Usually it has the tam marbuta at the end. Even in English, you say that, the guy's talking about his car. She's giving me problems nowadays. Jay? Yeah? Female, the car. Arabic, same story. The word for car is called sayaratun. Sayaratun. So masculine or feminine? Feminine. Same with Aisha. Sumayya. We don't pronounce it, but at the end there is a distamarbuta. So for example, Sumayya. We just say Sumayya. We don't pronounce that ta, we just pronounce it like a ha, Sumayya. But you're writing it full with that ta, Sumayya. Aisha, Fatima. Full, it would be Aisha tu, Fatima tu, Sumayya tu, Saadiya tu. جيد؟ That's a sign. مدرساتون. مدرسة. We had a مدرسة. مدرسة is a feminine word. And many words like that. هذا is used for masculine words. جيد؟ We coming later on, we'll deal with هذه. That's for feminine. So in English, it's just one. This girl. This boy. Arabic? No. هذا ولدٌ. This is a boy. Female. هذه بنتٌ. This is a girl. Don't worry about it now, inshallah. Some examples from the Noble Quran. Allah states in the Noble Quran using the word هذا. هذا بيانٌ للناس. Not in your notes. هذا بيان. This Quran. This Quran, it's a bayan. It's a speech. It's something, you know, to clarify. هذا بيان للناس. We did the word lam, the lam of possession. It's for who? للناس. For the nas. What's nas? For the people. هذا بيان للناس. Another one. Allah says, هذا ذكر. This is a ذكر. This is a reminder. It's a remembrance. هذا ذكر مبارك. It's a ذكر which is مبارك, which is blessed. For example, they asked a question in the Noble Quran. متى هذا الوعد? متى هذا الوعد? Allah promised them. So they're asking, متى? When? متى? هذا. متى this? When is this وعد? This promise. متى هذا الوعد? When is this promise? Allah says, for example, هذا خلق الله. This is the هذا this. هذا this. خلق. Creation. We are all مخلوق. Allah is our خالق. هذا خلق. خلق الله. This is the خلق of Allah. This is the خلق of Allah. This is the creation of Allah. جيد. Those are some examples from the Noble Quran. Another one. إن الله ربي. Verily Allah is my رب وربكم. And you people's رب. فاعبدوه. Then worship him. هذا صراط مستقيم. This is the صراط which is مستقيم. هذا صراط مستقيم. Those were only but a few examples of the word هذا. يلا, next page, مشاهد. The word ما هذا. Here, there's the teacher. دكتور, ما هذا? ما هذا? ما هذا? ما هذا, what is this? That ما, what? ما هذا? يا سليمان, يا سليمان, ما هذا? يا أحمد, ما هذا? ما هذا? جميل, what is this? Medina, there you have the teacher. He's got students from Britain, from America, from Ireland, from Zimbabwe, from Swaziland. He doesn't know all the languages, but he has to do all of these funny things because all he knows is Arabic. He teaches you Arabic in Arabic. So you have to pick up. So, ma hada means what? So that ma de, what? What this? And we said is, not found in Arabic. Ma fi is. Okay? But we translate as is. What is this? And then your jawab will be, someone proposes, they're waiting for? They're waiting for jawab. So if I ask you, ما هذا يا إبراهيم ما هذا ما هذا جواب هذا قلم excellent. If for example I ask دكتور ما هذا هذا ماء excellent ممتاز. If for example we asked أختي in the corner there ما هذا هذا كتاب ما شاء الله جيد. وزا مفتاح يلا مفتاح. ما هذا يا دكتور ما اسمك؟
خليفة.
See, we use the word ما. Question. And we said ما هذا, what is this? Now I asked him ما اسمك. اسم is name, ك is you. ما اسمك. Don't worry about the other part. Worry about the ما. ما what? ما اسمك. جيد. So he said اسمي خليفة. My name is خليفة. يا خليفة ما هذا؟
مفتاح.
هذا مفتاح جميل. Everyone, هذا مفتاح. هذا مفتاح. جيد. إبراهيم شوف انظر. ما هذا يا إبراهيم؟ ما هذا؟ هذا قلم. يا هارون أهذا قلم؟ أهذا قلم؟ ما معنى أهذا قلم؟ Is this a pen? The alif of questioning. أهذا قلم؟ أهذا ماء؟ أهذا مفتاح؟ I'm asking you. Is this such and such? Can you see it in your notes? Then his answer would be نعم. ما معنى نعم؟ Yes. نعم. هذا قلم. هذا كتاب. جيد. Who do we ask? جيد. تفضل دكتور. What's your name, Jan? جنيد. يلا جنيد. ما هذا يا جنيد؟ ما هذا؟
هذا كتاب.
هذا كتاب. يا جنيد. أهذا كتاب؟
نعم.
نعم. هذا كتاب. جميل. ممتاز. دكتور. What's your name, دكتور؟ By the way, if someone does not want to be asking any questions, during the break, mention it to me, then I won't ask you anything. We don't want to make you feel uncomfortable, but for now, I don't know, so we'll ask you. Baba, ya doctor. Ma hada, ya doctor. Ma hada. Hada ma'un. Ahada ma'un? Ahada ma'un? Na'am. Hada ma'un. Yes, this is water. Jayid. Jayid. Namashayak. What's your name, Sheikh? Ismail. Ma hada ya Ismail? Ma hada? Huh? Jawal. Jawalun. Ma hada? Hada jawalun. Hada jawalun. Jawal means mobile. Jayid, mobile phone. Jawal because you yatajawal. Yatajawal means you mobile. You take it everywhere and you go. Jayid. Ya Ismail. Ahada jawalun? نعم هذا جوال ما شاء الله جيد يا دكتور جيد أهذا رجل أهذا رجل أهذا رجل is this a man أهذا رجل is this a man your جواب will be نعم هذا رجل just like in English is this a man yes comma, this is a man. Moving on. Ma hada? Read. Ma hada? Hada qamisun. Qamis? Shirt. Jayid, qamis, shirt. Next one. Ahada sarirun? Ahada sarirun? Ya al-mashayikh. Ahada sarirun? هذا سرير لا هذا كرسي هذا إيش هذا كرسي جميل لا means no negation that's why we say لا إله no إله there is no إله there is no deity لا إله إلا إلا except Allah لا إله إلا الله except Allah. So next one. لا هذا كرسي. أهذا مفتاح يا أخوات. أهذا مفتاح يا أخوات. أهذا مفتاح؟
لا.
لا. هذا؟
قلم.
هذا قلم. جيد. جيد. ما هذا؟ جيد. So we got no نجمون here. جيد. ما هذا؟ Then he says there. هذا نجمون. ما معنى نجمون؟ Star. This is a star. Hada najmun. Excellent. As we said, everything in the Arabic language can be divided into male and female. Right now, we are addressing objects which are masculine. Another matter. Everything in the Arabic language can be aqil and ghair aqil. Jayid aqil meaning, you know, has intellect. Jayid has intellect, human being, didada, human beings, jinn, malaika, on one category. And everything which is ghair aqil, don't have an intellect. For example, water has an intellect? No. Desk, no brains. Key, no brains. Car, no brains, Jayid. Animal, donkey, fowl, whatever it might be, that's ghair aqil, Jayid. So for example, I would say, what is this? An English tool, what is this? But I wouldn't say, what is this? Huh? We would say, who is this? English would say, who is this? Here we would say, what you need, time, okay. Stop at 10. Okay. 5 minutes, I think, good. So what is this and who is this? Same like the Arabic language. So I would say Mahada, Mahada. Whereas I would say Manhada, Manhada, Hada Rajulun, Manhada, Hada Ibrahim, Manhada, Hada Doctor. Jayid. Mahada, Hada Qalamun. Jayid. Let's see what we learned here. In these two pages, we learnt hada, which is this masculine, yes or no?
Yes.
We learnt ma, which is what. We learnt the alif of questioning. Ahada qalamun, ahada kursiyun, ahada rajulun. Jayid. And we also now learnt man. Man means who? Jayid. Who? Yalla, let's read. Ma hada? Read. Ma hada? Jawab. Hada miftahun. Next one. Ma hada? Hada? Kitabun. If you say it on your lips, your life becomes easier. Your voice is not all right here today, inshallah. Jayid. So say it. Benefit yourself. Ma hada? Jawab? Hada qalamun. Next one. Ma hada? Hada? Babun. Ma hada? Hada? Baytun. Next one. Ma hada? Hada? Kursiyun. Jayid. For example, from the Noble Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, you're talking about the word like what? Example, many a times in the Noble Quran, Ma fi samawati wal ard. Whatever, what? He said, Ma hada, what is this? Allah says, Ma, what? Fi samawat, in the samawat, in the skies. Ma fi samawati wal ardi, and on the earth. What is found in the sky and in the earth? Allah mentions, for example, Hada, this. Ma. Wa'ada Rahman. This is what? We learned the word hada. Hada ma. This is what? Wa'ada Rahman. A wa'ad. Wa'ad is a promise. A promise that who gave? Ar Rahman. This is a promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah also mentions in the Noble Quran. Lillahi belongs to Allah. The lamb of possession. Lillahi belongs to Allah. Lillahi. Lillahi mulku samawati wal ard. Lillahi mulku samawati wal ard. Belongs to Allah the dominion, the kingdom, the mulk of the skies and the earth. Wama fihin. And whatever. And wama. And whatever. Fihin. Fihin. And whatever is in them. To Allah belongs the dominion of the skies and the earth and whatever is contained within them. The word what? The word what? Examples of the word what? Jayid. So that's there. Next page. Ahada baytun. I'm not giving the answers. You tell me now. Ahada baytun. Ahada masjidun. Can you all see on page number 8? Ahada baytun. Next one. Ahada miftahun. MashaAllah. Next one. Ahada qamisun? Ahada najwun? Mumtaz. Next page. We've already done that. We've already done the man. Next one. Iqra. Ma ma'na iqra? Read. First revelation to who? Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the cave. Jayid. Quickly. Row number one. Ibrahim, last book you read. Last book you read, any book you read from beginning to end, quickly. It takes more than 5 seconds, means it's a long time. Go on.
Leadership of Muhammad
John,
John
a day. Leadership of the Prophet. Doctor. Talking about a nation whose revelation was Iqra at the beginning. Not make salah, not pay your zakat, but first revelation was what? A nation whose first revelation was Iqra. Let's see what an Iqra nation they are. Dr. Harun, last book, don't make up a book, huh? The seal nectar. Whole thing? Khair, Dr. Na'am, mafi ji. Huna ji haram. Mafi ji huna. Finally, my son is ji bar. Yalla, Dr.
Al-Qur'an.
Al-Qur'an. Yalla, no. Book you read from beginning to end, not Qur'an.
Not Qur'an.
No. What? Doesn't have to be Islamic or anything like that. Even in your career or something like that. Anything. Any book.
Medical book.
Yeah. That's not those medical journals, you know, the magazine. Yalla, Dr. Muhammad. Yalla.
Salah, Sheikh Al-Man.
Jayeed. Dr. How many years, Sheikh?
1 year.
It's about 1 year last year. Yalla, Dr.
Blink. Malcolm Gladwell.
What's the name?
Blink.
Blink. What's that about?
Malcolm Gladwell is the author. It's about making decisions while you blink.
Decisions while you blink.
Business decisions.
Interesting. Jayeed. Khair, inshallah. Yalla. So, Iqra wa Aktub. Hada maktabun. Read. Hada maktabun. Now, let's see. You know that it cannot be maktabu. Because it can only be maktabu if it has an alif and lam. Yes or no?
Yes.
No alif and lam. So, by default, it's tanwinified. By default, it's got double dhamma. Hada maktabun. And you also know by default it must have tanween of the dhammas until proven to have something else. By default, it is dhammafied until proven to be fathafied or kasrafied. Got that? Next one. Hada masjidun. Hada qalamun.
Hada
sarirun.
Hada
sarirun. Ma hada. Say it like you mean a question. Ma hada?
Hada
kursiyun. Ahada baytun? La, hada masjidun.
Ma hada?
Hada miftahun. Jayyid. Man hada?
Man hada?
Hada Ibrahim. Man hada? Hada rajulun. Man hada? Hada abun. Jai, this is a father. Man hada? Hada talibun. This is a student. Man hada? Hada imamun. This is an imam. Man hada? Hada tajirun. This is a businessman. Did you understand ma? And do you understand man? Excellent. We're going to take a break now. But I'm just throwing something into you there. You saw for everything we just used one noun. The noun was made up of one word. I said, what is this? This is a masjid. This is a house. This is a door. This is a key. Later on we'll discuss, this is the key of Muhammad. This is the door of Jannah. Even in English, so it's compounded. There's a marriage between two nouns. There's door and there's Muhammad. Two nouns, they've been married together. This is for what? For fi sabilillah. This is for the sabil of Allah. Part is a noun and the part of Allah. Two nouns got married there. It became like one. This is water and this is doctor. The water of doctor, it became like one big noun now. It's one thing. It's not water. We're not talking about water. We're not talking about doctor. We're talking about the water of doctor. You all get that? Talking about book. We have a book, we got the book, and then we can also have the book of Muhammad. Book of Muhammad. Jayeed, question. A book, indefinite, yes or no? The book, definite, yes or no? So, kitabun, indefinite. Al-kitabu, definite, yes or no? You tell me this one. Book of Muhammad. Definite or indefinite? Water of Suleiman. Definite or indefinite?
Definite.
House of Allah. Definite or indefinite?
Definite.
Is it just general or is something specific?
Specific.
Specific, 100%. But look, we specified it without adding an alif and lam. Saw that? We specified it without alif and lam. We did something else. We made a nikah. We took two nouns and we got them married. And that's how they became specific. Water, ma'un. Al-ma'u, the water. Specific. Then we made it, ma'u Muhammadin, water of Muhammad. It also became specific, but through a different root. What was the root? The root was the root of marriage. We took a noun and we married it with another noun, water of. This is the marriage of possession. House of, how in English we translate, we put the word of in between all the time. Or we put that apostrophe. Okay? Salim's house. Muhammad's car. Arabic doesn't have an apostrophe thing there. Arabic doesn't have the word of. It's got the marriage of these two nouns and you get the same effect. Coming up later, inshallah. Just wanted to throw it in there. Hayyakum Allah. I don't know the break is for how long. 10-minute break. Bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. Don't take longer than that. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.